Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Go Cats.
And James Strebel.
Hey, go Cats.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hell down, Jeffrey!
All right, so here we go. One more segment to go. It's The Take on ESPN 680 105.7. Again, remember, coming up tonight, little bonus hour. Not bonus hour. What am I talking about? Inside Churchill Downs next over here. And then at 7:30, game one, ALCS, Red Sox at the Astros right here on ESPN 680 105.7. And then all the good stuff on Saturday, including Strebel and Entz. They got you covered. A little pregame action beginning at 2 o'clock to get you ready for Kentucky and Georgia right here on 680-105.7, and then Kentucky Fish and Wildlife post-game show coming your way as well directly following the game right here on ESPN 680-105.7. So that means Lou City moved over to 93.9 The Ville. Lou City and Indy 11 tomorrow night, 6:45 over on 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app. Jackie Boy, is there anything else you want to say regarding the game? Is there any take that you have not given for the last week? It's kind of like a speak now or forever hold your peace.
I'm sticking to what I said earlier. The week, 24-3 Georgia is what I'm going with.
I think I'm gonna end with 27-13 Georgia. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
27-13. I have absolutely no idea. Our predictions are commonly crappy, and so that's kind of where we are today. Are we ready to dive in?
Absolutely.
Right now? Well, okay, well, let's dive in. It's the mixtape. We do this every week. It's the best. It's the worst of the week. We have some fun to get you into the weekend, and it's all presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. Guys, it's serious. You don't have to live with ED or PD. They can help you today. FDA approved, all natural, non-invasive, no drugs or needles. It is the Hightower Men's Clinic. Find out more about their revolutionary pulse wave therapy. HightowerMens.com, 690-2800 to schedule free consultation to find out if they can help you today. Well, let's hit the open jack and let's get it going.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape. Presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic.
And we all know how erections work.
And behind the board, it's...
Move out of the way, Cooper. Move out of the way.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Okay, so hello, ladies. This is Crean's Mixtape.
Alrighty, let's go. Let's get this baby going. It should be a good one. What is the first sound on the mixtape?
If you need the weed, you can get weed here. If you need the weed, you can get weed here.
Oh, it's the alley. Keep them coming.
All right. Welcome to the alley. Nick, I got a feedback in my ear. Thank you so much, Nick. That was a little odd of a start, but we are out here at the alley.
It is the place to be on game day, pregame. We have food trucks, you know, drink specials, the alley shop. Like, it's just fun, you know?
It's a blast. Today, you all do have a DJ up here. Who's our DJ today? And tell me about the food options that they might have when people are arriving here.
Yes, today is DJ Jared.
So it's DJ Jared over here. I can confirm it is not DJ Jared Stillman. We've got a DJ. We've got Get In My Belly food trucks. And if you see Lottie Stockwell around, just give her a high five. Give her an L's up. So she's here right here right now.
Look at that big old video board.
Yeah, we got the big video board, and weird things happen, you know, so far this year. So Darren Rogers walking in here from Churchill Downs here at the alley. So it's always good to see Darren coming in here. He's going to take advantage. Looks like he's headed for the Chick-fil-A. I don't know. It just looks like he's going for Chick-fil-A. This is a great place. I mean, I love the idea, like, for Louisville fans. It's totally free. They can come in here. They can't bring their bag. It's just like the stadium or whatever. But, like, you don't have to cart anything around if you're, like, doing a last-minute tailgate. It's all set up for you right here. It's a beautiful day out here at the alley.
Oh, God.
I just parked over there in the green lot, the purple lot now, walked through the tunnel, came into the alley, grabbed a high noon. The beverages are flowing here. The cornhole's being played, and we have Texas and Oklahoma kicking off with a flyover right now on ESPN on the big screen here at the alley. It's going to be a full day of college football. We've got Ole Miss and Texas on some of the other screens around the alley. So it's it's really cool. And Katie George is on the screen. She's at Ole Miss. It's always great to see Katie George on the screen at Ole Miss in Arkansas. She has not left the ACC network. You might see her on some ACC network, but she's full-blown ESPN now. And so we're really proud of Katie, and it's cool to see her face on the screen over here at the alley.
That might be my favorite one, Jack. You have to love those. I know you're smiling.
Oh, goodness. It's never ending. There's still one more.
Goodness. I'm delirious. Keep them coming.
They are coming home. Cardinal Stadium. We got the alley vibes rolling finally back again. We got that undefeated at home with the alley open. So it's a mood. So we're 2-0 with the alley open at home. And, you know, join us over here. People are starting to come over here, starting to file in. Right now, the lines are short. I don't expect that to be the case in the next half an hour. So if you are in that purple lot and you're headed over this way, I'd hustle over.
Isaac, thanks for waiting. Welcome into your Mobile Iowa postgame show. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Terrible.
Is Brian fired, or, like, that was the most embarrassing coaching performance I've ever seen. Like, one, he doesn't even deserve to wear a Louisville shirt to begin with. And then you can put Satterfield in there, too.
We're going to look back on this one knowing that this was the moment where somebody got fired. And I think basically what I'm predicting here between now and the end of this postgame show that we are about to do is that we are going to have a debate not about whether anyone needs to go, but who. If I have to choose an overarching theme of this show, it is who needs to go. Is it top down, or is it on the defensive side of the ball? And look, I'm going to be crystal freaking clear that I think Brian Brown is a wonderful dude. He's the kind of person I'm super proud represents Louisville. But they can't lose a game where they're up 30-13 in the third quarter, starting the fourth quarter.
You got to fire Coach Brown. I love him to death, but it looked like Peter Sermon out there. I mean, the cushion that those guys had were absolutely ridiculous.
But they've had to play a lot of good, tough offenses to defend this year, I think. And I think yesterday, with how quickly Virginia goes, kind of falls into that category. And for three quarters, the defense played pretty well.
Oh, Curran.
Talking about the rankings, like where the defense ranks, I get it, but you've had to play Ole Miss, you've had to play UCF, you've had to play Wake Forest. Those are three really good offenses.
And one of them, honestly, they should have won against Wake Forest.
They should have beaten Wake Forest.
That is the worst coaching performance I've ever seen in my entire life. One, Scott Satterfield should be fired. Two, Brian Brown should never step on a football field again. That is the worst coaching performance I've ever seen.
All right.
With this game, I think the defense did enough.
We held
Virginia underneath their scoring average. The offense needed to get a first down when we had those two straight three and outs. In crunch time, when we needed to get a first down, that offense didn't go do it.
Harold, come on. Every single time you punted with the lead, and then you got the ball back without the lead. That's not the offense. Like, come on.
You lost the game largely because of the defense in the fourth quarter, so the defense is going to take the heat, and rightfully so. But they played really well for three quarters yesterday.
But it's a four-quarter game. And that's
it is a four-quarter game.
You have over 500 yards the last two games.
You can fix that.
Oh, God.
You can fix it. There's adjustments you need in the play calling in the fourth quarter. I don't think it needs to be a complete overhaul. They've got a lot of talent, especially on the offensive side of the ball, and I don't think you can... I mean, Malik Cunningham's pretty darn good. A lot of the guys they have on that side of the ball are pretty darn good. And defensively, I think there's talent on that side, and we've seen it. I just don't buy that they don't have talent.
Louisville should have one loss right now to Ole Miss, and instead they have three.
Son Hall was a beast. He ran for 162. They ran for 233 as a team. I would say mission accomplished in the run game. Almost averaged 7 yards a carry.
Looks like we're in a bigger mess now than we were when Tom Jurich left, and that's not what we should have been.
That was a positive. It's very true. The fourth quarter. You take out the fourth quarter, you're feeling good about it, but 30-13 going to the fourth. Got to be a win. It wasn't a win.
Rush somebody. Tackle somebody. For God's sake, if they sucked, it's year three, then fire everybody. Like, what do you want?
Man, I'm with you. If I got to start a GoFundMe to make it happen, let's do it. Well, shoot. Because that is trash.
Because I think this is the conversation that Scott Satterfield and Vince Tyree, and I hope that Vince and Scott are ready to sit down, say tomorrow, and have this conversation. Like, Scott, okay, buddy, I need you to decide what you want here, buddy. You want to be here? Then let's make some changes so that the things you're doing on offense are enough. Because they ought to be. But I don't think there's any one of you, or this person talking to you through this microphone and in your radio right now, that wants to hear him say, wow, what a super fun, great game that was. To hell with that, dude. Little people around here tired of losing. Little fans don't do this. We sell our souls and we get victories. Scott, that's what we do. It's the history of this place. We have an ethos. Figure it out.
Wow. I was a Satterfield fan, but I'm beginning to turn against them. This conservative calling, man, is getting on my nerves.
Okay, Jesse, appreciate the call. Jesse, I appreciate the call. Listen, I'm sorry, guys. Look, we got to be smarter than this. Like all of us, everyone.
Wow, Jack. Wow, look at you.
I think people are ready to see the whatever the football version of Ross McMaines is.
Booties.
Play that.
Booties.
I could hear that every single day. It's the Big Stay presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. It's the Take on ESPN 680. 105.7 on this Football Friday. Again, guys, don't live with ED or PD. It is HightowerMen's.com. HightowerMen's.com. 690-2800. Keep them coming.
All right, Dad. What's up, Dad?
What's up,
hey,
buddy?
Let's go! 6-0, yeah, how about that?
6-0, man. 6-0. Watts asleep. Ellie's up. Kel's pumped. Been screaming his lungs out. I've been drinking brown water, and everything is copacetic.
Hell yeah, it's copacetic. I mean, it was a fun game to watch.
It was pretty incredible. The only thing that I wish Seuss would do is, I mean, he definitely can't do this against Georgia. Okay, if you got a lead on a team like that, you don't go into a prevent defense. I'm tired of seeing that from Mark Stoops. He lays back. He makes the team... He lets the team score, and he tries to keep the pace down and eat clock. Well, you can always do that. Just let him play.
All right.
That's all I got to say.
All right. I will see you tomorrow for chili. We got a little chili going on tomorrow at the Stribble household.
Yeah.
I'll be there. Let's celebrate. Let's have a good time.
Yeah. And go Cats. I mean, you know, they're a good team. Levis impressed the hell out of me tonight. He really did.
That's definitely a bounce back game for Will Levis. All right, take care of the grandbabies, and I'll see you tomorrow, Pops.
All right, bro.
All right, see you. All right, thanks. That was.
I have to come over for some chili.
Oh yeah, I got steak chili tomorrow.
Oh, well, stay chilly. Look at that. Keep them coming. It's
two truths and a lie. Last night I drank a whole fifth of brown water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I bro'd out and wore a very, very frat outfit.
Okay.
and I believe in abstinence.
Texas says, hold on, Buttermilk waddles like he's wearing a diaper.
He waddles like a stud on that sideline, coaching him up. I'm not worried about baby poop. I'm not worried about diapers, okay? You all say in your diaper league with your diaper team and your diaper coach. That's fine. Don't comment on big boy time, okay? You know what I'm saying? We pee in a urinal. Have to pee in our diapers like you do, your baby football. I don't need to hear about satin loving
that.
I need to hear about diaper. It's baba time. We got little bottles out for ACC football. We get beat by baby ass teams. We got our rattlers in one hand. And we got our baba in the other hand.
It's 5:30. Where did this come
and
from?
And Mitch and all the rest of the Louisville terrorists.
This is Mitch.
All
here we, come. Here
it's
we
not
go.
All just him.
Mitch
all
was these, after you
all
yesterday.
All these Louisville terrorists out
which
there.
Is terrible
like,
take.
We just got. It's like, I don't give. No. I'm not responding any longer for the rest of the week to any of you. You all sit
that
in your space, in your corner.
It's unbelievable.
In your playpen, in your diapers, and you deal with baby ball. We're going to go play big boy football on Saturday while you sit and twiddle your thumbs and wait for Sat to figure out the defense. Wait till Sat figures it out. Is Sat in his bag again? That bag's full of crap, too. He's pulling crap out of a bag and throwing it on the field. That's what he's doing.
What are you going to do on Twitter with these Louisville fans? Because you have a decision to make.
I mean, I'm going to be mean and ugly.
Okay,
I'm going to tell them to bleep off. Okay, I'm going to tell every single one of them to go
to their poverty
football program and to get the hell out of here. That's what I'm going to do, Andy. I'm going to tell them you have a poverty football program. You have a poverty football coach. You have a poverty football crowd. You go sit in that. Go sit in it. Don't talk to me about being 6-1 and trying to make fun of that. Shut up. You lost to Wake Forest and Virginia. Shut up. I don't care how bad Kentucky gets beat on Saturday against Georgia. You get your ass whooped by Ole Miss, who got dog walked by Alabama. And you went to their and then them dudes just got embarrassed by Matt Corral and it's still Ole Miss still has no defense. They still can't play defense worth a bleep. And Louisville couldn't score on them. Couldn't score. So I'll tell every single one of them to take a
Jack's
flying
leaving.
F word.
Look at Jax is leaving. He just left.
He did leave.
He left. He's done. Texas says, Dribble, I wish I saw you in the streets.
Yeah, okay. What are you going to do? Look at me and walk away? I mean, because that's what would happen. They'd see, like, is that Dribble? Oh, yeah. And they just go about their business. Are you going to fight me? Are you going to make a scene? You want to see me in the street? What are you going to do? You're going to cuss at me? Call me a big fatty? What are you going to do in the street if you saw me there? Are you going to come up and punch me in the face? What are you going to do in the street? You saw me in the street? What are you going to do?
Save this.
You going to kick me in the balls? What are you going to do if you see me in the streets? I want to know. What are you going to do if you see me in the streets? What are you going to do? You going to call me a dirty name? You going to say, bleep you, Strieble? What are you going to do? I hope I see Strieble in the streets. Well, see me in the streets. I'm in New Albany. Come see me. You won't do anything. You'll turn around and walk away.
Oh, man.
Because you'll be like, oh, your Strieble sucks. And that's it. Okay.
Wow. Jack.
That's like a Kentucky fan saying, I hope I see Blankenbaker out somewhere. I'll get him. I'll get the sheriff.
Really might. I don't know. I don't know if I would.
You got Papa L's up at me. What are you gonna do? I hope you see me in the streets. Okay.
Texture says Sparks traveled. What a terrible thing.
I hope I see Strieble in the streets. I hope I see him. I'll give him a piece of my mind. I'll show him what's what. But what are you going to do? You see me in the streets. I'm out in the streets, Andy, like the Warriors. Remember that movie, The Warriors? Warriors! Like, out in the street like I'm like in a gang or something. Like, I've got my boys, and we're gonna have a meetup. Like the shootout, the OK Corral. Yeah, let's go. See, I hope I see Strieble in the street. Well, dude, I don't go to streets. Like, what do you think I'm going to do? Like, I'm walking around, like, looking for fights?
The streets.
I hope I see people in the streets, Andy. I hope I see them on Cardinal Boulevard.
Texas says Cards fans want to meet Strieble in the streets. Cats fans want to meet Blank in the alley.
I think a lot of this is all of it fatigue. I think
it's everything.
Basketball,
it's not just South
fatigue.
Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina's a lot of
Dino
it.
Dino Gaudio cost us a few thousand, and South Carolina cost us a few thousand, and Kentucky cost us a few thousand because of what they've got going on. So it's more of like an aggregate type thing.
And you've got Patino and Jurich. You've got hurt feelings there. You've got, you know, Patino's and people that were loyal to Patino who have stepped away. And you've got a lot more that were Jurich people, I think, that have stepped away.
Man, like, where did everybody go? Like, you know, normally we could just count on 48,000 to 50,000 people out there. Just, whatever the team would be. And I just don't know where they went. Man, like, where did everybody go?
Oh, I know you love that drop, Jack. It's the mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. It's a good one today. It's a fun mixtape today, Jack. A lot of good stuff. That's some really good Streeple stuff. Again, get that consultation. You don't have to live with ED or PD. They are here to help you. It's the Hightower Men's Clinic, 690-2800, hightowermens.com. Keep them coming.
Apparently, there was a private apology given to Louisville football, but private apologies to me from the ACC don't mean squat, man. That was a very public happening. That's a very public loss that Louisville takes. A private apology. Sorry, Jim Phillips. You can stick that somewhere else.
But going back to the caller's point before we play bingo.
If I'm Louisville and I got 20,000 empty seats, I'm handing tickets out to Little Leagues. You know, I'm going to churches. I'm finding Louisville loyalist
pocket.
That's
tough, though. What if you're a season ticket holder and you paid for your tickets and you're just going to be giving these tickets away? That's always a tough line.
Can you give them to the military? Can you give them to first responders? Can you give them to the Louisville Police Department?
Yeah.
Are there organizations that need some charity? You know, stuff like that. And try to ingratiate yourself back into the community and make it feel, even if it's artificial for a moment, that you make it feel like it's full, like they have support. And if you get some young fans out of it, great.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching Harbaugh give out game balls last night. It was...
Where were you watching this?
It was on Twitter. Because the Ravens social media team... I couldn't go to sleep after that game. Are you serious right now?
I fell asleep at the two-minute warning.
Oh, wow. That's perfect. Keep
has to change positions because it's inaccurate. No, he's not inaccurate. He led the country in drops.
I know.
He led the country in drops.
Seemed to be some hope for going in.
Right, right.
You know, he had some hopefulness.
I still have hope.
Yeah.
Like, I do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not giving up on this
game. But you could see how people after the game would have less. I'm just saying going in, there wasn't a level of despair.
You lose the game, people
that
are
there was.
Off. Yeah. I still have hope.
Let me tell you what. The big blue, I see that color, I want to throw up. That's how bad I hate that color. Okay? But guys, they are eating our lunch. And for us to lose these players out of here, that should be a firing offense.
You know, if the volleyball team does win a national championship, I mean, that's momentum. You know, you'll take whatever you can get sometimes.
I'll take whatever kind of win I can get. You're 100% right. And our volleyball team is doing really well. I mean, I've been watching them.
Yeah.
I've been making sure that I go out of my way to watch them. It's pretty fun.
I think it's great.
I got blank calling, y'all blank phone.
Satterfield.
That sneaky good sound, Jack.
I got blank calling, y'all blank phone.
Satterfield. Keep them coming. Satterfield.
With my last breath, I will fight those.
From my cold, dead hands.
Yes, let's play this again. This is Chris Mack. He is going to fight everything to the very end. He sounds like Charlton Heston.
With my last breath, I will fight those.
From my cold, dead hands.
Texas says photo sessions are rescheduled every day. Grow some daddy.
All right, you, okay. Again, all these big, tough, married men on here that just boss their wives around the house. All of them talk tough on the text line. But when it comes down to it, I bet when mama walks in the room, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Oh, what are we having tonight? Just a microwave dinner?
Yes, that's okay,
that
ma'am.
Sounds delicious,
that
honey.
Sounds great.
Oh, Salisbury steak, Stouffer's, okay. Whatever you want to give me.
Salisbury's.
Yes, I'll take it. Do you think Cal's done? Cal ain't done.
Cal's done.
He's not done.
Well, I mean, they're not. There's no one left to get to that. That's that highly ranked.
You never know. You'll see what like, we'll see there what you happens. Go. You never
he won.
Know.
You never know.
He can't lock up big men anymore, Andy. That's legit worry. It is. I'm sorry. I mean, he's not got a legit big man since Bam. Quit recruiting West Coast guys. Just stay out of there. Stay out of West Coast. Devin Askew, bum. Marcus Lee, left. Johnny Juzang, left. Kyle Wiltshire, left. The only one that's really worked out for the West Coast has been Terrence Jones. He's really the only one. Just stay out of it. Stay out of California, Cal. Stay out of Washington State. Stay out of Oregon, Arizona, whatever. Stay away from there. Because all these dudes leave or they suck or they break your heart. Just don't even go over there. I don't even want to. I'm tired of these West Coast dudes. Stay over on the West Coast. No one gives a bleep about West Coast Pac-12 basketball.
That's what he's
doing.
Get
out of there.
That would be like, I don't know, I hate bacon. I don't know. What would be
well,
the...
bacon isn't kosher.
Since when do you care about that?
Yeah, I
love bacon cheeseburgers.
I just love him go, bacon's not kosher, and then the next breath, I love bacon cheeseburgers.
Who doesn't?
You don't want to play to dinner?
No, I don't want to have to wear a sport coat. And if I, God forbid, I take it off to take a bite of my lunch, I got somebody in a green coat going, sir, can you put your sport coat back on? Can I eat lunch? Can I eat lunch? I mean, look, I know pretentiousness. I know it. I've been around it. I've been called it. I may have been it many times in my life. But the pretentiousness of the Keeneland Clubhouse is an extra level of pretentiousness that I just can't deal with sometimes. You know, you can't even take your jacket off to eat lunch. Give me a break.
I know, but when I eat my gumbo and Keeneland Breeze, I like to be seated.
I had enough of cancel culture, I guess. I had enough of cancel culture, I guess.
What the hell's El Clasico? Soccer ain't in my language, okay? K-Wood didn't call soccer, he called basketball.
Right.
Kosher. What's kosher? Is that fancy? Is that vegan, vegetarian?
Kosher pickles.
And I got my little fanny pack, and I'm running around Norton Commons. You know, just look, here I am. Baby, if I were than what? And so I'm running, and I'm feeling good.
Get out of the road, jackass!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, oh, hey!
Home wrecker! Home wrecker!
Oh, keep them coming. A few more minutes. Inside Churchill Downs coming up next. Keep going.
Two midgets stabbing my inner thighs with knives. I couldn't move.
Like, who cares about Virginia football?
Well, we do.
I mean, I recognize that. And you can, honestly, there's a lot of people who would say the same thing about Louisville, quite frankly. But
fair.
Oh, wow. Jeff Greer. A little Jeff Greer makes the mixtape on a Friday.
Let the defensive coordinator go. And I would let the defensive line coach go. That's been mine. I thought Mark Annis did a great job at breaking that down a couple weeks ago about our defensive line coach. And I kind of tagged on to his point with that one. Because that was one where I was like, dang, you're right, man. I'm going to tag on to that one. Your defensive line coach really isn't recruiting at all. Coach Brown! They can't score if you break pressure.
Oh, Strebel's angry.
We'll say that. I know.
Oh, man.
Oh boy. That's what we do. I don't have my computer. A point of interest.
What was this?
I mean, that had... I was just...
When's the last time you've been on Cats Illustrated? Today?
Today.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on today, and they're not
you
thinking.
See a Dembona, more of these crystal balls coming in?
I know. They're flooding in. I know. And I did. I said on Cats Illustrated, it's like, when's the last time Cal pulled an elite big?
Wait, you posted.
I did. This is a comment in the forum.
Hang on. Everything needs to stop right now. You have posted for the first time in how long in Cats Illustrated?
Oh, ever.
Why are we leading with this? Why at 4:32 are we finding out about this, Jack? Do you not know content? Pull this content out of you?
I didn't think it'd be important. It was one comment. I just read a post by Travis Graff, and I felt like commenting on it. So I did. All I said was,
"Wow!"
All I said was, "When's the last elite big man ready to go as a freshman that Cal locked up? Was it Bam?"
Brandon has responded to Strebel on Cats Illustrated.
All right.
Strebel finally on Cats Illustrated wondered how long it's been since Calipari has landed a truly elite big man that was ready to go his freshman season. Was Bam the last one? Brandon says the following. This is one hot take. I expect nothing less coming from an all-district high school football player from the state of Indiana.
There it is.
Please keep bringing the content.
Thank you, Brandon.
And I got my Vols. I'm wearing the shirt here.
There it is.
Tennessee Vols.
Orange.
Yeah. That's just I've got family there. It's one of my favorite places on planet Earth there. Tennessee recruited me, and it was one of the best visits I've ever been on. Like, it was just amazing. So that's kind of where. And then, of course, there's the Marcus element. That's all kind of where my Tennessee. Like, they're my side chick. I enjoy them. I do. The Cardinals. University of Louisville determine how good my holiday is going to be most of the year, how good my Christmas is going to be, how good my Thanksgiving is going to be. And right now, they're on pace to really piss on my holidays.
Chris Mack, to me, feels like he's a notch below kind of what the expectation at Louisville is for a coach. Now, I'm not saying that he's got to be Rick Pitino, because in spite of everything with Rick Pitino, he's probably one of the best basketball coaches ever. I'm not gonna say he's got to be Rick Pitino, but it kind of feels to me like right now Chris Mack has proven that he's one step below what I find to be the expectation for Louisville.
I want names. I want numbers. I want to know who to freaking contact.
I don't know.
On Dixie Highway,
the politicians.
Say, quit shutting the damn highway down randomly during the week.
Politicians.
I love baseball. They start, they being the Dodgers, start a relief pitcher.
Yeah.
And then they bring in a second relief pitcher for the second inning, and then Urias finally comes in the start. Can you imagine Whitey Herzog going to Bob Gibson in a deciding game? Back then it would have only been the World Series. And Whitey Herzog goes to Bob Gibson and says, Bob, we're going to start a relief pitcher today, and you go down and warm up in the bullpen, and we'll bring you in when our analytics people say we should bring you in. It's ridiculous.
Jamie.
Georgia Southern said, quote, sometimes you got to let your see out. It rhymes with rock. Let me say that again. Only got suspended one game. We back in action. Georgia Southern said, sometimes you got to let your rock out.
Cock mural. Cock mural.
Kentucky's going to get their teeth smashed in. So it's like, okay, good day. I'm going to root against Kentucky till the day I die. If they beat Georgia, I'm going to say Georgia sucks. Say Georgia's the most overrated crap number one team of all time. And I'm going to move on with my day. It's not going to bother me one bit. You're going to be like, well, your credibility. You can kiss my whole rear end with your credibility. You know where my credibility comes from? When Louisville wins games. Yeah. That's all I care about. I don't know Ince the way I know Strebel. Like, right, Strebel's like a friend. Like, I consider Strebel a friend for the most part. I'm not quite a friend because he cheers for Kentucky.
Right.
So I don't know that I really, like, more of an acquaintance.
Yeah. Friend, dare I say a friend of me?
Yes.
They're going to pound you and pound you and pound you.
Ooh. A couple more to go. Inside Churchill Downs next. It's the mixtape presented by the Hightower Men's Clinic. HightowerMen's.com. Fire away, Jackie Grossman.
I tell Kellen we can go to Big Blue Madness tomorrow. And he had no idea that it was even on the table.
Right.
So he freaks out. He's like yelling and screaming, yeah, we're in the band, yeah.
Right.
And so Wyatt goes.
The twins are right there.
Yeah. So Wyatt goes, is that? That sounds like fun. I feel terrible.
But you gave him a prize that elated him front of the twins.
That's why I feel terrible.
And so you're going to have to do something U of L then?
Yes.
So and what's that going to be?
I may have to break down and
buy some gear?
No.
Oh, boy.
Even worse for me.
Oh, no.
I may have to. Next Saturday is a bye week for Kentucky. I may be at Cardinal Stadium.
So you're taking the family to Cardinal Stadium?
That's what it's looking like. I asked my wife, I called her on the way home on the old Bluetooth on the van. I was like, honey, what's our schedule like Saturday next week? She's like, I don't think we have anything going on. I was like, what about a little football trip? And I was like, she's like, yeah, of course she's excited. You know she's a Louisville fan, so that's probably going to happen next Saturday.
Go back to the scene when Kellen is elated.
Yeah.
And the twins realize they've been completely left out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They
well, just give me that moment. So, like, how did that moment feel? What were their faces?
I didn't think they'd care because I've taken Kellen to basketball games in the past and they don't care. They're just like, whatever, they don't like Kentucky. And so I tell him he's all excited, and Wyatt's like, that sounds like fun. Are we all going? So I was like, buddy, I only have two tickets in Kentucky.
You call him buddy.
Yeah, and he was like pissed. He was just set in his seat, and he's like,
oh my God,
scowling at
he
me.
Should be.
And in closing, I just want to say L's down.
Yep, it's a good way to end.
Lamar!
Yeah.
He's like, I told you, he's just like a crazy, wild stallion. I love Teddy. There's a difference. Like, I feel like I have feelings for Teddy.
Some drug dealer is going to kill me.
Brom's the best fit here.
Oh, Rummage. It never
Not
ends
one
with
player
that.
On the cards. Have your boy Jack Harlow as their favorite artist. Now, what's wrong with that picture?
People tried about this,
he's the face of Louisville.
I mean,
I've heard multiple times, you need to take Diane Sawyer's picture off the side of the building.
To hell with Sawyer.
You need to take Jennifer Lawrence's picture off the side of that building. You need to put up, it's Jack's Louisville. It's Jack's Louisville. Your boy Jack Harlow's done. The young ones, the kids, if you will, they don't like him. He's past. He's old. He's old news. Who cares about Jack Harlow? He's not good enough to be, like, kids still respect Dr. Dre. Kids still respect a little Snoop Dogg. Kids still respect Jay-Z and Kendrick Lamar. You know who the kids don't respect? Jack Harlow. It's a bunch of upper class, middle class people. I'll end it there. People that want to toot Jack Harlow's horn. He's bougie. Jack Harlow's bougie. He's too damn bougie for real hip hop fans, for real music fans. We don't like bougie BS. That's what he is. The kids don't like him. He's been cast aside. He's old news. Get him out of here.
I blame, like, State of Louisville. Like, I blame them for this.
Why?
No, the Jack Harlow stuff.
Oh, no, I blame State of Louisville. I blame Jason Entz. I blame Jason Anderson. I blame Mark Ennis. I blame Steve Rummage. All you Louisville fan bums that want to toot Jack Harlow's horn, your own team doesn't even like him. They don't care about him. He's over. It's done. Jack Harlow's done. He's over. In 5 years, Andy, 5 years.
He's done and over. That's what he's got, Jack.
5 years, he's going to be playing the Kentucky State Fair. You understand me? He's going to be playing the Mercury Ballroom. You get it? You're a rapper. Your name's Jack Harlow. Jack Harlow. There's, like, nothing creative or cool about it.
Well,
nothing.
That's his name.
Yeah, he's a bum.
He's a bum.
Last
that's
one.
That's when he's got nothing, Jack. Yep. When
he just goes straight to bum.
For minutes. Yeah, he goes right to bum. All right, let's get out of here. One more to go. All the pre- and post-game coverage tomorrow. Tons of play-by-play. Louisville week off. They'll be back at it next week. Inside Churchill Downs next. And then at 7:30, ALCS Game 1, Red Sox at Astros. Have a good, safe weekend. Last sound on the mixtape.
Pitino did a nice job of also keeping, you know, they won a national championship. Okay.
They did? I didn't see that when I visited the Yum Center last week. I didn't see that banner.